The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Today, as you heard in the news a few minutes ago, the Michigan Gaming Control Board has authorized online gaming, sports betting, beginning today. It'll start at 12 noon. Joining us right now to tell us more about this, the Executive Director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, Richard Culm. Richard, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. This has been a long time in the works. Kind of walk us through where this proposal came from, what's gone into putting it all together to get started today.
Well, it's been bannered about in the legislature for the last several years as the states tried to look to garner more revenue. Also, neighboring states have all jumped on the bandwagon with online gaming around Michigan, and the determination was made that really you need to move Michigan into the 20th century as it pertains to mobile platforms and mobile gaming. So in December 2019, the legislature passed a comprehensive bill that not only modified the Gaming Control and Regulatory Act, which regulates our three commercial casinos, it also passed two other statutes for online sports and online gaming and included tribal governments, our 12 tribes, federally recognized tribes in Michigan, and they were able to compete on the same level as the commercial casinos and go online off their reservation.
These platforms are pretty well known, too. I mean, these are some big names that are entering into Michigan.
Yes, and so many of these, almost all these platforms are operating somewhere else, some in Europe, but most somewhere else in the United States. And that made our job just a little bit easier because they are licensed and regulated in other jurisdictions. And we mirror a lot of the same regulations, such as New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Indiana. And so we're comfortable, we're pretty comfortable with those operators, and they're comfortable with some of the requirements we have that they have to, you know, do while they're operating in Michigan.
What are some things that consumers are going to need to know if they're entering into this for the first time? Obviously, some people have been doing this for a while. They know the ins and outs of online betting, but there will be other people that dabble in it that haven't really done this before. What are some things you want to make sure that people in Michigan know about online betting?
Well, first, they should educate themselves into as to the type of games they want to play or the sports bet they want to bet on. And there's tutorials on each of the apps that they can look at to see how to place a bet, what it means, so on and so forth. And the sports betting side, on the casino game side, it's the typical games. There's going to be slots available. There's going to be poker, blackjack, all those types of games. And so if a person's going to play and they don't know what they're doing yet, they should probably wager the smallest amount allowable. And then always read the fine print. There's a lot of promotions out there. You want to make sure people understand if they're going to get free giveaway money. There's usually a string or two attached to it, and they just have to be aware of that. And then there's tools on each of these apps to limit players' behavior. In other words, you can limit the amount you wager. You can limit the amount of time you spend online wagering. Those tools are put in place to protect people so they have the way to limit their exposure to losing a large amount of money. But people can always lose. These businesses aren't in the business to give money away. So there's it's gambling, and people just ought to be wary that they only wager amount that they want to have fun, and that they're allowed to use those tools to limit the amount of time they spend online. So educate yourself, don't go crazy with it, and have fun.
Yeah, you raise a really good point. That's been the biggest criticism, I think, from a lot of people saying, there certainly is the potential for people, especially that have a gambling addiction or are prone to addiction, that this can get out of hand for some people.
And people can sign up to have themselves taken off the app if it gets out of hand. We do that in the casinos now. It's called a disassociated persons list. People actually come in and say, please don't let me in the casinos anymore, and we do that. We also some of the money that comes from gambling online and in the casinos, about $1 million in the commercial casinos and at least $500,000 per year, is going to be set aside to assist problem gamblers to also do advertising. And then each time you open that app, you'll see an icon on the bottom of it that says if you have a problem with gambling, there's a gambling hotline. There's quips down there that says, please limit yourself, understand what you're doing, and so on and so forth. But there's lottery, correct? And so we have Michigan Lottery, very successful. Michigan Lottery is online also. So there's multiple ways people can wager multiple ways that they can win. There's also multiple ways they can get in trouble. So people just have to be aware.
A lot of people got to be saying, you know, why didn't we have this months ago at the beginning of the pandemic? A lot of people really missed, I think, the casino experience that they're used to because they haven't been able to get out as much. This is going to fill a void for some folks, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I hope that people would sit around just and wait for gambling to start on their phone. I would hope that they're engaged in other things. But, you know, with online gambling, the casinos actually shut down, the commercial casinos, and so did most of the tribal casinos during COVID. It was just impossible, the way the law was written, to get it going any sooner. In order to license the platforms, we had to have a set of rules in place. What COVID did, though, is it focused the attention of all the 15 operators, the three commercial casinos and the 12 tribal casinos, and our efforts were laser-focused to get a rule set done that everybody could agree with to make sure that it's safe for everybody and to make sure that when they do launch these products, that people have confidence that, you know, they're not going to get ripped off, that they're cybersecurity, that we have money laundering things in place. And so all of that took an extensive amount of time, I don't think we could have launched it any sooner, and I actually think, unfortunately, for the pandemic, it probably drove the industry and us as regulators to move this process, although it seems like a long time, quicker than normal.
Mm-hmm. Talking with the executive director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, Richard Kalm, online betting begins today at 12 noon. What's this going to mean for Michigan's economy? Obviously, the reason the legislature pushed for this was because they were tired of seeing other states, reaping the rewards. They wanted in on it as well. What do you expect this to mean for the economy here in Michigan?
Well, hopefully, the city of Detroit suffered quite a bit with the closure and then reopening at limited capacity of the three commercial casinos. And the tribal governments, which fund a lot of the programs that they have on the tribal land and for their people, suffered greatly. So hopefully this offsets a little bit of that for them as far as revenue generated. And for the state, sports betting is going to be taxed at a rate of 8.4%. And then tribal governments have agreed to make a payment take payments from it at 8.4%. So tribal governments make payments, commercial casinos are levied taxes. And so 8.4% is the tax rate for sports betting. And then online gaming is taxed at a higher rate, 20 to 28%, depending on the amount of gross revenue that's handled. And so those funds are spread around throughout multiple places in the state, but primarily the tribal governments that raise money off of this online gaming are going to benefit directly to the tribe, and the commercial casinos are going to benefit the school aid fund of Michigan and then the city of Detroit. So as far as numbers go, we're waiting to see. I think there's a pent-up demand for online gaming. I think certainly sports betting. Just while our sports books, the three commercial sports books, were open in the three commercial casinos, and they're open at limited capacity, and for several months they were closed. Last year handled, it was $135 million in handle. That's just at the retail site. So I can only anticipate when people, especially people in the state of Michigan, it's a big sports state, start betting, it's going to, far exceed that. As far as the online gaming side of it, there's estimates. The House Fiscal Agency estimated between $165 and $200 million in state tax revenue to the state, and the city of Detroit will get 30% of that. So, so there's an anticipated effect of revenue, and we just won't know until it gets going. More importantly, as businesses, the commercial casinos and the tribal casinos you'll see cross-marketing. So you'll see they'll offer comps, or they'll be able to advertise their casino site, their hotel, their shows, their amenities. And when the state's ready to open back up, they hope to draw people back to those businesses to enhance their business plan at their physical plants. So all in all, it's going to be good from a revenue standpoint for the state.
All right, we'll see. It all starts today. Richard, appreciate the information. Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem, Paul. You take care.